11th chapter. You probably wonder why that I picked this scripture. Well, I didn't pick it. God picked it. And I really don't know yet why, but we'll find out. John, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse.
Amen.
Pray much. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Father, again, we ask, Lord, that you just bring forth the message this morning that we need. We ask you, Father, just to use me as you will. Lord, this message, O God, that you have for each and every one of us, O God, that we might be able to hear it. And then, Lord, apply it to our lives. Not just hearing, Lord, but doing. We ask you, Father, to help us, O God, as we struggle day to day. Lord, give us the wisdom, the understanding, just to be the one, O Father, that each of us might show that you do live in us. Take us, Lord, now and use us to your glory. For it's in the name of Jesus that we ask it. As I said, this is a very, very familiar scripture. Read it lots of times, heard it preached. You discussed it, talked about it, the death of Lazarus. Lazarus was one of Jesus' best friends. Mary and Martha and Lazarus lived together. And he often visited them, and I kind of felt like it was home away from home for him, which he had no home. But as he was their friend, and they were his friend, well, Lazarus evidently took sick, and he was really bad sick, sick unto death. So they sent for Jesus that he might come, and of course they had the confidence to know that Jesus could heal, that all he had to do was just be there and Lazarus would be made well. Jesus got the message, but he did not come. He didn't move. He didn't make that rush over to their house. You'd think he would. It was only 2 miles away. You would think that he would have just run right over there. But God had a different plan. Even for his son, Jesus, he had a different plan for this event. So Jesus didn't get in a hurry. And he went on with his business there. But he told his disciples that was with him, Lazarus sleepeth. Well, immediately they thought, well, if he's taking, if he's sleeping now, then he must be doing well, because a good rest is probably what he needed. Yes, he would do well. But Jesus said, he's dead. And in approaching that, Martha came running to meet him. And as she met him out there, she had one little sentence to tell Christ. If you had been there, my brother would not have died. Wow. What a message. If you had been there, my brother would not have died. Jesus told his disciples that this event that was to take place was to for their benefit. Lazarus, as he was dead, had I don't know where he went. You know, the scripture doesn't say it. But if he went into heaven, he forgot about it. Because he never really told him after that. You never hear of his experience in death. You don't hear it. But he evidently became quite a witness. Because if you remember, when they put Christ to death, they was also after Lazarus. It was after him. So he must have had quite a story to tell. I would imagine he did. You know? But the thing is, and I would like to concentrate on, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus Christ, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Let's just turn that around. And let's look at it in the light of you and I. When we go out and we walk the wrong end and we get all out of whack and maybe get into a place where we had no business being, we're in a wound up like the prodigal son was in the swine pen there eating us with the swine. We sometimes walk and we get into the wrong ground, we do this or we do that, and we find out, and we could, if we wanted to, we could turn right around and say, Lord, if you had been there, I would not have died. Because as we walk the deep end into the sin, we're dying just as surely as Lazarus was dying and being put into that tomb. We die a little bit. Look around about you, folks. I'm not judgmental, but I'll guarantee you one thing, there are people of our congregation that are starting to die right now because of disobedience, because Jesus Christ has been left out of the scene. Yes, we actually, when we put him aside, we start to die easily. First day, yes, we turn our backs on him, it's pretty hard. Yes, we have to make a tough decision. Well, Lord, am I going to follow you or am I going to listen to the world? And I'm going to follow after the world. And it's a pretty big decision. And we decide, well, I think I'll just stay home or I think I'll just go over here and do this or do that. But we go aside. The point is, we leave Christ. And as we do this, the first time is a big decision. Yes. And the next time, it becomes a little easier. We find it, it's a little easier to say no, Lord. Then we keep on and on and on until finally it doesn't even bug us at all. We don't even worry about, we don't even think about what God would have us to do. We are dying within us. Our spirit is dying within us, and it will completely die if we separate ourselves from Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will leave us. And you'll no longer be troubled. We've all been there. Am I right? We've all been there. Yes, we have. I have, you have, we've all been there. We allow the things of the world to overtake us to a point that we begin to die. Lord, if you the first thing we have to do is set Jesus Christ aside. The first thing we have to do is deny him. Yes, we have to put him aside and put our eyes on that shiny thing we see out there, whatever it is. Yeah. Or it could be a million things. But we have to put him aside and decide that we're going to go with the Lord. We're going to take that little step. Oh, hey, well, that's just a little thing. Hey, it ain't going to hurt me to step over here just a minute. That ain't. That does look good, doesn't it? Wow. Just think, I can make all that money. I can do this, that, that. Look, yeah. Hey, the offer's here. Yeah. My pocket keep filling up. Getting rich, you know. Yes, first thing you know, we're way over here. As we was talking about in our Sunday school class this morning, we may have won the lottery, we may have got a lot of money, but did we go aside? You see, now we look back and say, oh, if I could only be back over there, where I had the peace within, where I could, you know, feel real good. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a whole lot of riches. I didn't have a whole lot. But, man, I felt good. At night, I was able to shut my eyes and know that if I didn't wake, I was going to be with him. Now I'm way over here. And Lord, I don't know how to do that. Just like that. All we have to do is just walk back into that, and he will take us with open arms. And just say, Lord, if you'd have been here with me in this heart, then I would not have died. No. Lazarus, as he went on, he didn't go too far, did he? They wrapped him up tight. They put him in the grave cloths and they had him wound up, bound up nice and tight, had him around his face. He was covered completely. And they put him in the tomb and they put the big old stone in front of the tomb that nobody could get in or out. When Jesus came upon the scene, he wasn't funny. He knew where he was at. He knew where he was all the time, but he wanted them to do the work, you see. So he wanted them to make the commitment. He's over here. Roll stone away. He could have spoken to that stone and it would have went flying through the air anywhere he wanted it. No. You see, when God wants us, he wants to prove something to us, to show us something, you'll do it. He's not going to take you and do everything for you. Oh, yeah. Christians, we think when we get saved, it's a bed of roses. I don't have to do anything anymore. Just sit back and enjoy it. Don't you kid yourself for 1 minute. It's a struggle. It's a work from the day one. But the blessings override anything that we could work. They put him in that tomb. He said, you roll that stone away. They did. They rolled it away. And he spoke with a loud voice. That's the first time I can remember in the Bible setting where Jesus raised his voice. He threw them out of the temple. Yeah, he did. But he upset. I think he does that pretty quietly. He went in there and just, you know, tore up everything, put it aside. This time he spoke with a loud voice and he said, Lazarus, come forth. He said that. Oh, there he came. He spoke Lazarus' name. Had he not spoken Lazarus' name and said, come forth from the grave, they'd all come out. Yeah. The grave would have burst open all because that's what he's going to say in the very near future. He's going to say, grave, give up your dead, come forth out there, and they're all going to come out. Those that are in Jesus Christ to everlasting life, those that are not to an eternal hell. Yes, that's the way. Lazarus, come forth. There he is. And I don't know how he walked. But evidently he was wrapped up pretty tight, but everything just kind of come out of there. But he came out of there. Yeah, he did. He came out of that too. He came out of there and he said, loose and let him go! Yes, turn him loose! And boy, that's what we need today.
exactly what they did. They turned him loose and he was praising God for the benefit of those around him that didn't know Jesus in his power. Yes. Lord, if you'd have been here, I would not have died. He's telling each and every one of us this morning, Lord, if you be here, then I won't die. If we keep him ever so close in our heart, you have not a thing to worry about. You will never, never die. Not spiritually here while we're walking on this earth or in the hereafter, we will never, ever, ever die. Lord, if you had been here, I would not have died. Lord, if you'd be in here, then I'll live forever. I'll never die. Father, we thank you. And we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for being with us, O God, for being in our hearts, knowing, Lord, that if you're in there, we will never die. And Lord, we know that if we just keep our eyes on you, focus our eyes upon you, keep our hands, Lord, in your hands, give our lives to you, that, Lord, we will not stray. And, Lord, this world will never tempt us to a point that we will begin to die. We ask you, Father, keep us safe in your arms. Be in our hearts. Make us.